business can be very hard. In fact, it's downright soul-crushing at times. I've had businesses that have done fantastically well. I've had clients that have absolutely loved me, and I've had businesses that have failed, and moments when, frankly, I just wanted to cry and give up. But there are very, very important lessons that I've learned from my failures. And instead of you having to go through those painful lessons yourself, I'm going to serve them onto a plate, and hopefully you can take some whimsy out of it, some knowledge that can help you. Maybe it shortcuts your growth and you get straight onto that learning curve straight away. Maybe it helps you pick up a few things or to change your behavior as you're doing it right now to protect yourself in future. So we're going to revisit one of my videos and we'll step you through my 5 biggest mistakes and in return the 5 biggest lessons that I can teach you in business. Here we go. Hello and welcome to the Start Creating podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you grow on social media, from YouTube to Instagram and so much more. I am your host, Alan Spicer, your YouTube certified expert. I have around about 12 years worth of experience in this industry, from web development to social media marketing and video editing in itself. This podcast will be about news, tips, tricks, and your submitted questions should you need any help within the social media space. So follow, subscribe, enjoy the ride, go out there, start creating. YouTube is a business, and there's 5 things that I wish that I'd learned in my business sooner. Here we go. I've been creating business for about 10, 11 years now, and I started this one about 3 years ago, and it's now become my main source of income. But on that roller coaster ride, I wish there was 5 things that I'd learned sooner. 1, niche. Just like YouTube videos, niching on a product, a service, or an idea is paramount to your success. You can't just be sitting there throwing out the idea that today I'm gonna sell socks and then tomorrow I'm gonna be some kind of YouTube entrepreneur and then the following day I'm going to be a chef, because it confuses not only you, but your customers. What I do on a daily basis is pour a load of knowledge into my head, and it could be from people online like Roberto Blake, Nick Nimmin, Tim Schmoyer, Daryl Eves, Desiree Martinez, or it could be through books and audio content like Gary Vaynerchuk or anything else that you can find on Audible. There's a link in the description down below if you'd like a free audiobook. The reason I do this is so I can understand the niche that I am in, and my niche is social media and entrepreneurship, but in your case it could be knitting, in which you have a look at that specific niche, you understand the products, the services, how you can sell them, how you can promote them, how you can create content around them. Because if you can master your niche, or at least learn as much about it as possible, you can teach people that haven't learnt as much as you just yet the things that you've just learnt. It kind of pulls them back up whilst you continue to learn as well. But learning your niche also helps you understand how you can market that product, how other successful people market that channel, that service, that snow globe. Because if they can sell it, you can learn from them and sell yours as well. 2. Customer care. It's hard enough as it is to get hold of clients. It's hard enough to win them over, get them to love your cheeky furry face and hand you money. So why would you accept their money and then throw it away or ignore them or piss them off just to lose money? Customer care is the one thing that can build your business. Not only, in my case, do I make sure that I maintain and keep my clients happy. If I juggle the ones that are on my retainers, I keep them happy, they continue to pay me, I can continue to eat and turn the lights on and drink my morning cup of tea. But also, if you keep them happy, they will be willing to pull other people in. Where'd you get that from? How did you edit that video? Who looks after your YouTube channel? Well, we'll just go and talk to Alan and he'll help you. There's nothing more powerful than a happy referral. You're willing to trust your best friend to show you where your driving school happens to be or what YouTube educator to listen to. You're less likely to listen to random people on the internet or adverts slamming it in your face. So referrals are a much more warmer handshake that will pull them in and lift your business and your YouTube channel for that matter. The third business lesson, which I wish I'd learned much sooner was charging for a service and not an hourly rate. This is something that you do on a regular basis, or many people do and you don't realise it. You go to work and you're paid 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 pounds an hour to do a job. That's fine and that's normal, but that can also limit your earning potential and lock you into a problem. Let's say it takes me 2 hours to edit a video and I charge people at £50 per hour, there's $100. But if I've got better at my job and my skill over the last 3 years, you invest in new equipment that makes it quicker, and it now takes me 10 minutes to edit the same 2 hour long video, you're effectively shooting yourself in the foot. I've just cost myself a lot of money in hourly rate. I can't even work that out. I've just dropped off 80% of my income. Effectively, I penalized myself by becoming better, more skilled. But if I was to tell you that the service, no matter what, these 20 things, no matter how long they take me, will cost you X amount of money, you get my expertise that I've studied for 8, 9, 10 years to do those, and in return, you get the quality of those 10 years, I get a pay rise. Why? 5, 10 years ago, it took me 2 hours to edit that video. Now it takes me 10 minutes. I still get paid at the same solid rate, a service fee rather than an hourly rate. I've now been rewarded for my learning. I've now been rewarded for my skill. No matter how quickly I edit it, as long as I deliver those 20 things on the list, you get what you want, and I get my time, which I've earned through my expertise and skill. And you can do the same. It is the way that you triple your income, you maximize your base, because the better you are, the more you can be paid for it. 4, retainers. Now, for so long in web development world, was working on the basis that here is a website that costs, say, £500 or £1,000. I take a deposit, I take a design fee, we build the site, I take a completion, and then you disappear. That's good, kind of. Yes, I got an income, but now it means that I have to chase the next client and the next client and find the next person and seduce them and bring them over and build them a fantastic website. But once I'm done, they're gone. If you can build some kind of retainer, some monthly fee into your working arrangement, wherever it means you don't take that large deposit on day one, but you're guaranteed $100, $200 per month, that can work out much better in the long run. Now, I understand that, and trust me, I truly do understand that you might desperately need that £500 this month to pay that bills, to feed yourself. I was in that dire straits when in the web development world for around about 2-3 years. The starving artist that Roberto Blake chimes on about all the time. But if you're willing to take that risk and lock them in, or have them agree that instead of charging them £500 now and £500 when it's done, that you charge them £200 per month for 12 months. Not only will you get a little bit more maybe in the long run, but what you get is a base rate, a recurring fee. If you keep them happy and they maybe renew their website next year and next year and next year, you now have a recurring income of $200 or £200 per month. Instead of me having to sell 30, 40 websites a year just to make sure that I've got the bills money to pay and feed and live and breathe, I now only have to sell 5 or 6 on retainer to have $1,000 a month coming in. I'm aware that I keep switching between dollars and pounds, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Retainers was the biggest light bulb in my head, next to charging for the service rather than the hourly rate. Because if you're willing to take that hit but hook them in, they could be your lifeblood going forward, especially when in December, nobody buys a website for Christmas. That used to always cripple me. Now, I've been able to create content throughout the winter months using YouTube and my retainer clients, keeping them happy, servicing their needs, keeping them continuing to sign on with me, and I have an income. I don't have to panic about where the next web development client happens to come from. And it levels itself out, it evens itself out, and it gives you more long-term hope to create content in the future. 5. It is and always will be hard work. This could be a no-brainer, but many people who start their first company kind of get their luck. They get their first wins, their first 2 or 3 months. They found their new clients. They know their friends. They can touch on those things. They haven't experienced the ups and downs of the YouTube or business world. Because yeah, you may be selling fantastically your ice creams in spring and summer and autumn, but you didn't realize that in your own flawed logic, the ice creams are going to disappear come December. It will be hard work, and you need to fill those gaps in your knowledge in your brain. You need to create content, you need to create services and products that balance and help each other. You need to reach out for those sponsors or those arrangements or those retainers. It's the customer care that mentioned earlier that will help you through those tough months, because you can reach out to those customers and ask them, so what do you need? How can I help you? Is there a service I can offer you? Is there something that I could create specifically for you that I can then maybe resell later to other similar clients? Business is hard. Just like YouTube, it's a marathon and not a sprint. But I'm hopefully going to start creating more and more videos like this to talk you through these pitfalls. There'll be a playlist here. Thank you for listening to the Start Creating podcast. If you want more tips, tricks and advice from Alan Spicer, that's me, then go to youtube.com/Alan Spicer and subscribe. You can also find me on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. See you soon. Go out there, start creating.